this guy, maybe, did he overreact? All right, so he is, he's, you know, got a girlfriend. You know, they're together. And, you know, they're you know, start talking about marriage. And he's like, hey, you know, I'd like to marry you. It'd be pretty cool. But let's get rid of the stuff that you got laying around here from the ex. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of that. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of those ghosts that are haunting the house here. She's like, oh, okay. They're little keepsakes. And he's like, yeah, you don't need them. What do you need them for?
You know, memories.
Memories of what?
A wiener.
Yeah. You know, just my time.
Sex that I had.
And he's like, oh, okay. And she didn't want to get rid of them. So he lit them on fire.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't get rid of them, I will. And he lit those bitches on fire. You know, pictures. I guess he lit a dildo on fire. Why is she keeping that?
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
And why? And, you know, I... Whatever, you know, if he should have just dumped her. I mean, right. if it's that important to him, just dump her.
Yeah.
You know, don't start lighting her stuff on fire, you know, because why would you want to be with somebody that isn't like, hey, I don't need that crap because it's over.
Yeah.
So I don't need to carry on with some of this other stuff. Right. Because it's like, hey, I know we're broken up, but I still think about them all the time. And these are our memories. This isn't grandma.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This is an ex. This isn't, right? This isn't grandma. This isn't like, oh, there's little knickknacks from grandma. This is dildos and other stuff. You know, pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like kissing. You know, different, like, you know, trips and stuff, and they're kissing and, you know, fun photos. That's all my memories. Like,
I got you. I mean, a dildo. Yeah, I got it.
All right. So, I mean, Derek, you're a guy that got rid of this stuff.
Did you
light it on fire?
No, I just threw it away. Her prom photos. Yeah. Damn. Ex-wife. Yeah. And then I married a girl that didn't go to prom.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that's my girl.
That's right. I'm not going through that hell again.
Yeah.
Huh.
Didn't have no prom dates.
Let's go to Keith. Yes, Keith. Did you have a comment on this?
Morning, Bill.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Bill. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, I just want to first point out that John has effectively and successfully stolen money from every person on your show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just love how he told him, don't say anything because nobody will believe you anyways.
I thought that was hilarious.
What a weird-ass move that was on his part. I love it, though. I love it.
But yeah, I've made my girlfriends burn stuff in front of me from their exes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and why did you do that?
He's psycho.
Because you don't want that memory, Bill. I mean, I'm a man.
Okay, all right. I was curious. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Eric. Yes, Eric, what do you think about this?
Hello, Billy?
Yes. What do you think about this? You know, a woman, you know, she doesn't really want to get rid of her stuff. You know what I mean? Because memories, little trinkets, little things, you know, little things from her previous relationship. She doesn't want to get rid of it. You know, we've taken calls from ladies that have made the dude get a whole new bed set, right? She's like, I'm not moving in until you get rid of that mattress of sin.
Right.
Well, you know what, Billy and Derek, first of all, I got to say, I love you guys' show and I listen regularly, but I mean, I actually kind of need help on something myself because my fiance, she has lingerie and a couple of toys from a previous partner, and we've argued about this for about a year now, and she thinks that I'm being childish to ask her to get rid of this stuff because I feel that's how I feel. I feel like if you've got those previous things from your ex, you got to get rid of them.
Okay, why don't you just move in one of your exes? That's what I would do. Be like, hey, yo, what is she doing here? Well, you got that. I brought her.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this.
Isn't this a good tie?
This is awesome.
Yeah. Like that.
What does your lady have from, you know, is it a cat? Is it a dog? A parakeet? Like, what is it?
No. She's got a ton of underwear that says daddy's on her underwear. And it's from her ex. Her ex that made it on Etsy. And
right,
some
so you
of
weren't daddy
got...
then, right?
Yeah.
No.
So you can't write stepdaddy over the top of it or something? New
no.
daddy? Write new
Never.
Over daddy. New daddy.
New daddy.
Just get a Sharpie and new daddy that.
Mm-mm. She's got a pair that has his name and face on it too.
Oh
now,
my!
She doesn't
gosh.
Wear that, but
where do you get those?
Man, throwing them out. I guess on Etsy.
On Etsy, are there ladies out there just wearing their man's face on their undies?
I mean, that's badass.
That's badass.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's like, ah,
oh,
I'm
it
out
does.
A pair of undies.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. You're talking about that's haunting your house, sir.
Yeah.
Does she wear those? No. Oh, okay. So she doesn't wear those, but she's keeping them.
Yeah, exactly.
For what?
And I don't have a clue, but I think it needs to go.
Is she using those for like period panties or something? Because then that would be funny.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You know, it would be, but I haven't investigated it enough to know that. I just hope that she throws them out. She's got a couple of sex toys too that she said. She said that she bought them, but
oh, so she used her own money. So she's like, hey, no, wait, I know. Me and the ex used to do stuff with these, but I used my money for these, so you can't tell me to get rid of stuff that I bought.
Yeah, but that's the thing, and you hit the nail right on the head. It's what she used to use with her ex. So
yeah, and they're just haunting her. Dude, there's so many ghosts in here. You need ghost hunters.
Yeah. Like, I just kind of wonder if I'm being an idiot by letting her keep those things because.
Well,
you know, I think
you got two ways to do this. You can be the 2021 man, which is, honey, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. You keep it. In fact, do you want me to wear the undies? Right. How about that? How about you wear the undies with the dude's face on it? Right. She comes home. You guys are about to get freaky. All of a sudden, you know, you take your pants off. She's like, what the hell's that? Oh, these are your undies. I'm just wearing them. Thought it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. You could be like not insecure, not weak, not pathetic, as how men are described, that, you know, are having issues like you're having right now. Or mm-hmm. you can be what I think a lot of guys would be, is kind of like, why are we keeping this stuff? What's the point?
I like that. I like that second option. I like it a lot because I don't know, like, she said she spent a lot of money on the stuff, but I don't really.
I mean, do you have to grow up? Grow up! Everybody has sex. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you're supposed to do? What do you think, John? You're kind of quiet over there, buddy.
Nothing. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, man. Yeah. I'm so glad you're here. Very happy that you're here.
Seem like you are.
Let me go to Misty. Yes. Misty, what do you think? Is this guy being a little bitch?
Well, I think that he's got a really good point, except for the sex toys. And if the lingerie was hot, then that would be fun, because then she'd have new memories to associate to the lingerie.
Can't the lingerie have too many memories?
Face, I mean, like, not cool.
Yeah.
So, well,
it'd be fun. I mean...
You think it's fun, but so you're telling me that this guy should be like, hey, wear that thing you used to wear with your ex. Wear that and let's make new memories.
Well, if you frame it like that, yeah, but that doesn't sound good. But if it's, you know, hey, you know, it's just in her mind, it could be, hey, this is just a good time. I'm going to wear this and I'm going to get in a sexy mood and I'm going to do some fun things and we're going to have a great time. And it doesn't have to be associated to the guy that she was with before. Just like, I mean, like, if I have a toy, I love the toy. I don't care if it came from an ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
You know, the toy makes me feel great, and it makes me want to do fun things.
Sure. So do you have any toys from previous partners, Misty, in your home? Haunting your new relationship?
Well, I have one toy from a previous partner, but when I'm using it, I don't think about him. I think about the moment that I'm in, because that's what's important.
Had this previous partner ever wielded that sword like King Arthur in his hand?
Wow.
Like, if we were to get, I don't know, CSI that bitch, would there be his fingerprints on it?
Oh, man.
No. Those have been washed off, you know.
No. See, obviously, you never watch Forensic Files. I mean, they can find fingerprints. There's some... Are they dishwasher safe?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a must.
All right. So you think this guy, so you wouldn't mind if this guy was like, hey, you know, let's say he had a toy, right? He had a buzzy toy or whatever. And he brought that into your relationship and he had used that with a previous girl. And he's like, hey, I want to try this on you. She liked it. What do you think? You'd be like, yeah,
well,
cool.
he probably shouldn't say she liked it, you know, like, you know, but hey, I have this toy from a while. I've had a lot of fun with it in the past. I think you and I'd have a lot of fun with it.
Okay. Well, Misty, she's like, I guess a 2021 woman. It's like, it's not a big deal. Let's go to Jay, see what Jay has to say. What do you say, Jay?
Hey, guys.
What do you think, buddy?
Well, first of all, I really like that you asked, like, basically to tell, like, so, like, for the guy, I can't remember his name, but, like, so what is it that exactly that she wants to keep around? Because I think what it is probably more important than the fact that they're keeping it around. I have my ex got me a handmade music box that plays my favorite classical song. I'm never getting rid of that. Like, I'm never getting rid of it. And my ex and I don't talk. It wasn't a bad, like a volatile ending or whatever, but he's moved on. I've moved on. And
if
I'm in, like, it's not an issue, but then again, I think it depends on, you know, what it is, you know, if it's, whether it's sex toys or,
man, a music box. Not, your favorite song. Do you ever break out that song with the new man? Have you ever got it on while that song's playing with the new guy?
No, because it's like Claire de Lune, so it's not really get it on music. But
gotcha.
I don't ever really even play it. Because that's my thing is like, you know, when Derek was saying earlier about getting rid of like prom photos and things like that, I think it's an insecurity issue. For me, I think it would feel like an insecurity issue, but I don't care about your other memories. Like, those are yours. Like, have them. Like, they're not, you know, as much as you guys have to hear every day about people that are literally physically cheating on their partners,
yeah.
I don't really care that you have pictures of your ex. Like, have those memories, man. Like, because even if you get rid of the pictures, they're still going to be in your brain. So, like,
good question for you, Jay. You know how the breeders have baby-making music? What do they call it in the gay community? Or do they still call
it? What?
You know, baby making music. Do they have another term for that?
No, because I mean, we're still two guys, so we still got babies. I mean, you know.
So that's what I was asking Derek. So
yeah,
like two dudes like, hey, let's put some baby making music on.
yeah. Well, hey, like
that's
I've told
hilarious.
You guys before, all my friends are straight, and one of my guys asked me the other day. He was like, hey, so you and this guy are gonna make.
Let's go to James. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what do you think, sir? I'm so curious.
I definitely got to burn it.
Burn it. Kill it. Stab it. Throw it out. Let the dog eat it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, James. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jason. Yes, Jason. Have you thought, Eric, maybe just feed it to a dog?
That'd be great. Anything to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't even want it in the house.
What do you think, Jason?
Man, this guy is getting cooked, man. She's setting him up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get him to wear the guy's favorite panties and then get some weird stuff going on, man.
Yeah, it seems a little different. Okay, appreciate it. Let me go to Cody. Yes, Cody.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I was just trying to come through and say I first started dating my girlfriend, and I was seeing another girl right before her, and she left her panties and new lingerie. Well, it was the first time I had my girlfriend at the place, and we were, you know, getting busy and pulled out she was looking through the drawer to try to find a toy, and she saw these panties and everything. Well, somehow I convinced her to
wear them. I mean, this is
yeah.
So she wore them, correct? Can you just finish it for him, Derek? And then what happened?
I have no idea what happened.
Okay. I don't know. Like months later, we were kind of getting serious. And I told her, "Hey, those are actually another girl's panties," and she was pissed for a little bit, but she got over it.
She got over it. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.